We switch gears here literally and go to the pitch as we're joined now by Alex Morgan, star of U.S. Women's Soccer, and she joins us here on The Attack. Good morning, Alex. How are you? Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Hi, you guys. How you doing?
Terrific. Great to have you on board. Footballista joins Coca-Cola to welcome the trophy, the FIFA trophy, on its tour. Talk about that a little bit with us.
Yeah, I'm with Coca-Cola here, and we're celebrating the World Cup by bringing the FIFA World Cup trophy to the U.S. in its 90-country tour. So it's going to be actually in L.A. at L.A. Live April 19th and 20th. And if you're going to be in L.A., it's a great place to help build excitement around the World Cup. And all you have to do to win free tickets is to text the word trophy to 26739 and hopefully get a chance to go to L.A. Live and be up close and personal with the trophy before it makes its way down to Brazil for the World Cup.
Excellent. And you're an author, Win or Lose, the third installment in the Kick series for middle school girls. Talk about that and your inspiration in reaching out specifically to middle school girls.
Yeah, Win or Lose is the third book of the book series, The Kicks. And it was really important for me to reach out to that age group, specifically middle graders. Wow, I can't speak right now. Middle schoolers, because that was the age where I really was deciding whether or not, you know, I wanted to continue in certain sports, whether I wanted to really commit myself to soccer. And there's a lot of decisions to make. You know, there's a lot of dedication that goes into playing a team sport and committing yourself and making, you know, soccer or whatever sport it is a priority. So this book really draws from real-life experiences of when I was younger, and I think it's, you know, it's great to have girls really connect and come up to me and tell me that they really love the book and that they're going through similar situations. So I'm really excited about the feedback I've been getting.
Those are the dulcet tones of Alex Morgan joining us here on the Spano and Black Attack. Let's dive into the increasing popularity and growing excitement around soccer in the good old U.S. of A. And me and Bob have talked a lot about this. You know, you start to look at Major League Soccer, and attendance is real good. Ratings are improving. But it's been a slow growth process for soccer, a sport that going all the way back to the 70s and 80s, you know, they really thought would be directly behind baseball and football in the American sports lexicon. And it's grown, but it's grown slowly. Where do you see this sport of soccer going in the next 10 to 20 years in this country?
Honestly, I look at the MLS, and I see the fact that there are so many cities that want to enter in for entrance and be a team in the MLS, and there's only so many spots left. And hopefully, after that, we can start a first division, second division type of league, like the EPL, like La Liga, where you get relegated if you're at the bottom, and if you're a division below, you can, you know, get in the first division by playing well. And so I see us replicating those leagues in the future, but first you know, we do need to continue growing the sport in the U.S. and continue getting the MLS, the NWSL on TV, continue having it accessible for more fans to be able to watch. I think that's the biggest thing, is accessibility for fans. You know, it's so easy to turn on the TV and watch football, watch basketball, baseball, whatever it is. But for soccer, you know, only recently has the MLS and EPL and all of those other leagues gotten great coverage on TV.
Alex, is some turmoil on women's soccer, Team USA. Tom Cermani out after just over a year, and Jill Ellis in on an interim basis. What motivated Team USA to make the change, number one, and is Jill Ellis the answer in the long term, or is that an uncertain future right there?
You know, Tom is a great guy, and he, with me dealing with my injury, he was he reached out to me a lot because I haven't been with the team a lot in the last couple months. So he was really great in that aspect. You know, I was a little removed from the team. I wasn't around the team as much as I typically am. So that's been hard for me in itself, just dealing with my injury. But, moving forward, you know, we're I don't know if Jill's going to be continuing with us or if we're looking to get a coach in the near future to lead us into the World Cup and Olympics. But whatever it is, you know, our minds have not faltered on, you know, what we're looking forward to, and that's World Cup and World Cup qualifiers. And qualifying is in Mexico in October, and so we need to continue preparing for that because we need to secure a spot for the World Cup.
It really seems, because Sermani himself said that he was blindsided by the move. The timing just seems really, really odd with the World Cup coming up. And you know, I mean, he had a good record. He was 13-0-3 in 2013 and 18-2-4 overall. It wasn't like you guys went into the tank. It just seems very, very odd timing.
Yeah, you know, the higher-ups make the decisions. You know, we make the team to go out there and produce the wins, produce the results. And so I can't, you know, comment on that because I was really removed from the situation. But looking towards the preparation for the World Cup, we need to continue to prepare, continue to build and, you know, continue playing our best soccer because we still are ranked number one in the world. But, you know, teams are really closing the gap, and they have been for the last 10 years. You can see from the early 2000s to now, there's so many teams that have – the competition has gotten bigger and better. So for us, it's continuing to prepare and setting the standard and raising the bar.
Real quick before we let you run so we can keep you on schedule. Obviously, you talked about the fact that the women's soccer team is still ranked number one in the world. So despite the turmoil, they'll go into the World Cup as one of the favorites. The men's side of the ledger, obviously, you know, we're not a favorite when you look at some of the other teams around the world. Can our men's soccer team surprise some people and actually contend and, dare I say, even bring home a World Cup?
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but for me, I've seen the guys play some of the best soccer they've ever played under the coach Jürgen Klinsmann. And so I'm really excited to see them go into the World Cup. And I think it's great that Coca-Cola is putting on events for fans to build excitement going into World Cup because this could be the, you know, biggest World Cup for the men thus far. They could make it further than they ever have based on how good they've been. How good they've been playing the last couple of months and the new faces that they've brought in and the competition that they have amongst the group. You know, it's really going to be, I don't know, I always say that I don't envy the coach's position because they have a lot of great players. And at the end of the day, there's 23 guys that are going to the World Cup on the roster, and they have a lot more than that in camp right now. So it's a hard spot to be in as a coach, and don't envy that.
Alex, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. Best of luck going forward, and you're welcome back on Spano and Black anytime you'd like.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.